Chapter 19, Swallowing the Forest Fire. Today the concluding verses of this chapter, text 15 and text 16. Text 15 and no purport, both the 15. Okay, verse 16, text 16 is purport. So we will read 15? Yeah. 15. Okay. Then next verse, purport is next verse. Okay.
Changing.
Okay, 15. Gaha sarmi vartya sayamhi. सह राम जनार्दन वेणुरनयनोष्ठम आगाद गोपै अभिस्तुतः आई थिंक नेक्स्ट वर्स विल बी ट्रांसलेशन. It was now late in the afternoon, and Lord Krishna, accompanied by Balaram, turned the cow's back towards home. Playing his flute in a special way, Krishna returned to the Kawar village in the company of his Kawar friends, who chanted his glories. Text 16. 16 is there now? Okay. गोपीनां परमानन्द आसीत् गोविन्ददर्शने क्षणं युगाशतम् इव यासं येन Binabhavat Varnam. Gopinam of the young Kawar girls. Paramananda, the greatest happiness. Asi arose. Govinda darsane, in seeing Govinda. Khyanam, a moment. Juga satam, a hundred millenniums. Eva, justice. Yasam, for whom? Yena, whom? Krishna. Dina, without. Abhavat, became. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The young gopis took the greatest pleasure in seeing Govinda come home. Since for them, even a moment without his association seemed like a 100 ages. Please repeat. The young gopis took the greatest pleasure in seeing Govinda come home. Since for them, even a moment without his association seemed like 100 ages. Perfect. After saving the coward boys from the blazing forest fire, Krishna saved the coward girls from the blazing fires of separation from him. The gopis, headed by Srimati Radharani, had the greatest love for Krishna, and even a single moment's separation from him seems like millions of years to them. The gopis are the greatest devotees of Lord, and their specific pastimes with Krishna will be described later in this work. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, to the 10th canto, 19th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Swallowing the Forest Fire. Om Jnanatimirandasya Vyanatyamansaya Kaya Chakhyurumilitam Vena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Amaristam Sthapitam Vena Bhutaye Swayam Rupa Padamayam Tadati Sopadamikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Srila Padakamaram Sri Guru Vaishnam Hamsya Sri Rupam Satrajatam Sahagana Ragnathanitam Tam Sativam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Sri Radha Krishna Vada Sahagana Vaita Sri Sakhanitamsya Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Prachayane Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurudise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Vancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Vajitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gasam Sanyivartya Sayani Saharamu Janardana Venum Viranayan Vastham Aga Gopai Abhisputaha. It was now late in the afternoon, and Lord Krishna, accompanied by Balaram, turned the cows back to our home. Playing his flute in a special way, Krishna returned to the Kavad village in the company of his Kavad friends who chanted his glories. Gopinam paramananda asid govinda darsani khyanam yuga satam eva yasam yena vina bhava. The young gopis took the greatest pleasure in seeing Govinda come home, since for them even a moment without his association seemed like a 100 ages. So Krishna was thanking for this particular, this pastimes in this chapter described, the swallowing the forest fire. This happened in Bhandirivan. Twice this pastime happened. One time when Krishna swallowed fire after the killing of Kaliyadaman. After that, when Rajvasis were all, Rajvasis including Mother Jasoda, Nanda, and all types of devotees, all the Rajvasis, all types of devotees, those who have parental love, those who have friendship, those who have like Sakyas, and also this conjugal level, like Radharani and Gopis, all were there. Then for a first fire, also Krishna swallowed the fire, and now again here in this forest power happened after when Prabhupada was killed in a Mandirivan. Then there the Kavad boys, including Krishna and Balaram, they were underneath the Mandirivan, they are playing. And so this cows, they went far away, gradually went far away from them, and gradually they entered in the Munjo forest, a forest having big grasses, grass in a big size, and suddenly there is fires came every the all sides, this whole forest was fire. So the cows, they know that they are simply remembering Krishna and Balaram, they are crying like anything, and in the meantime the coward boys, they are also not finding their cows nearby, they searching from them, and when this, they are about to find these cows, then they saw that though the cows and all the coward boys and fire suddenly surrounded them from all sides. So in that this situation also all the coward boys, they pray to Krishna. As in these verses, they also pray to Krishna. So Krishna just asked them to close their eyes. So all the coward boys, they closed their eyes. Then immediately Krishna swallowed all the fires. Because if these coward boys will not close their eyes and they see the Krishna, how Krishna is swallowing all the power, then they will go to the village and they explain everything to mother Jasoda, how is Krishna is eating power, only eating fire. So anyhow, this was Bhandirivan this past time, and they went from herding cows from where? From Nandagram. That time Krishna Balaram were in Nandagram with Mother Jasoda and Nanda Baba, and they were staying there in Nandagram. And Nandagram, Bhandirivan is far away. But still, that time, because Krishna was present and to facilitate the Krishna's pastimes, mother asked sometimes, squeezed, become small, and again it become broader. So anyhow, so here is description in 15th verse about after they're herding the cows. Now Krishna, when the forest fire has gone and all the coward boys they become very happy. That they, when the coward boys saw that they had been saved from the forest fire by the Lord's mystic power, which is manifested by his internal potency, they began to think that Krishna must be a demigod. I mean, because it is out of their law, and they are also thinking, we are also, if Krishna is demigod, we are also demigod, because Krishna was very intimate friend. So the cowboys also thinking, not only Krishna, they are thinking them for themselves also. If Krishna is a demigod, then we may be also demigod. Right? Like this, because sometimes Krishna was defeated by Sridhara, the elder brother of Radharani. So they are fighting. So in this way, now Krishna, surrounded by all his coward boyfriends, cows, now returning to the village, returning to Nandagram. So now they are returning, but in this we see in chapter, the gopis glorifying Krishna's prudent Venugi, that chapter also, and text 5, 5th verse, their explanation of Krishna, when Krishna entering the Vrindavan forest, how this, how it looks like, how it is, how Vrindavasis we are seeing, specifically the gopis, what they are thinking about Krishna. Here is in part, there is Sukhdev Goswami very beautifully explained, Varaha Pidam Natavarava Karnayo Karnikaram Vibhradvasa Kanakapisam Vaijayanti Chamara Randhanavinvadhara Sudaya Purayam Gopavindai Vrindaranyam Svapadaramanam Pravisad Gita Kirti. So, wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, Varahapidam, just wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, Natavara Vapu, he is looking like a freshly dressed, a dancer just going to dance on the stage. Krishna was dressed himself is like a dancer, and Karnaya Karnikaram, the blue Karnikara flowers on his ears, the Kanari phool, that's in Hindi we talk Kanari phool, but this Karnaya Karnikaram, Sridhara Swami wrote that this color of the flower is blue, that's why in translation they wrote blue Karnikara flowers on his ears, and Krishna Vibhradvasa Kanaka Kapisam. A yellow garment as brilliant as gold. And Vaijayanti Chamara, the Vaijayanti garment, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan. When Krishna entered the forest, he looked like this. Vrindavan, beautifying it with the mark of his footprint, because Sopada Ramanam, he has no shoes in his feet, he is walking barefoot, and with a march of footprints, he filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the coward boys sung his glories. This is how gopis they sing when Krishna entering Vrindavan forest, when they are living on the ground, and from Terkadam, the living father. They come to Vandam, how this gopis are observing, that how Krishna looks like. Now also Krishna, after finishing his coward, this heading past times, now he is in evening, he is returning. Krishna is returning to his village, and the scenery is almost same, but something little different, because Krishna is now whole face is with him, dust, with the dust that from cow, footprints. This Krishna is a now is same. All the coward boys are surrounding Krishna, but this verse is telling that Gaha Sannivritya Sayani. And it is evening, and after Krishna collecting all the cows and cowherd boys, they are surrounding, and Krishna was also accompanying Saharama. Saharama Janardhan, Janardhan Krishna is also with Balaram. Venu Biranayam Gostam. Krishna playing his flute in a special way. Krishna is playing also flutes, the same as, but Agar Gopair Abhisutam. Then Krishna returned to the Kavar village in the company of his Kavar friends who chanted his glories. When they are going, entering the forest, Kavar boys also glorifying Krishna. And also returning, they also glorifying Krishna. They are chanting, always. Krishna never remains alone. Krishna with always something, either with Balaram or with Radharani or with his Kavar boyfriends or even a peacock with an animal, anything. Krishna never remains alone. He always with some accompanying with other friends or other other associates. So in this way, the Kavar boys was returning, and Krishna is returning along with Balaram, accompanying all the Kavar boys to his village number one. And the next verse is describing, so when Krishna was returning to village, when it is evening, then what is the situation of the gopis? The Kavar boys are there in Sakhyaras town, the gopis, they are whole day, they are remembering Krishna, they are waiting for Krishna. That is their feelings. They described in a 31st chapter in this 10th canto that Krishna, gopis are describing what happened to them. They themselves described that when Krishna went to forest, how they are feeling. They are simply meditating Krishna the whole day. They may be engaged outwardly some other activities, but inside, within, antare nishtha bahe loko vyavahar. Maybe outwardly they are working, doing their family activities, they are making garlands sometimes with for Krishna, so many things. But they internally, they are simply thinking about Krishna. That is described here, and gopi in 31st chapter, that what gopis are thinking. That your smiles, your sweet loving glances, the intimate pastimes and confidential talks we enjoyed with you, all these are auspicious to meditate upon and they touch our heart. But at the same time, O deceiver, they very much agitate our mind. Like this many. So, dear master, dear lover, when we leave the coward village to herd the cows, our mind are disturbed with the thought of your feet, more beautiful than lotus, will be picked by the spikes, husks of grain, and the rough grass and plants. In this way, the next verse, this is exact like the same today's verse, Dina parikhyaye nila kuntalai vanaruhananam vibhradavitam ghanaraja swalam darsayan muhur manasina smaram virayachasi. At the end of the day, you repeatedly show us your lotus face, covered with dusk, blue locks of hair, and thickly powdered with dust. Thus, O hero, you arouse lusty desires in our minds. This, here the same thing is in this verse is describing the gopis are becoming very happy seeing Krishna. Gopinam paramananda asit govinda darsane khyanam yuga satam iva yasam yena Bina Abhavat. So the young gopis took the greatest pleasure by seeing Krishna is returning after the whole day playing with the coward boys and herding after with cows, and after herding cows and playing with coward boys and returning in the evening. Then the young gopis, they took the greatest pleasure in seeing Govinda coming back to their home. So, since from then, they are expressing their feeling that even a moment without his association seems like a 100 ages. Yuga itam nimesana, like you see, kastakam, you see. Yuga itam nimesana, chakshusa, prayusa itam, sunya itam jagasarvam, Govinda virahanam. So this is the situation of the gopi. They are seeing the entire world vacant. They could not tolerate even a moment separation from Krishna. They are thinking, constantly meditating on Krishna. So this is even in Gopi Gita we see, there is also in the even a fine faults with Brahma, the creator. Everyone was telling you, when you go to Krishna, you are returning to the Braj, to our village, and you are such beautiful face. We want to see you, see your face with curly hairs, and we try to see you constantly, but this Brahma, the creator, he created in such a way that in our eyes, in top of the eyes, he is making eyebrows. This is different. This is eyebrow and here is also some small hairs and eyes. So if you constantly try to see, they automatically bricking their coming down. So this is making a disturbance in seeing. Then they find fault with Brahma. Brahma, they did not know how to create. How he created like this, us, he gave him only 2 eyes. Only 2 eyes to see you. We may have, Rupa Goswami also, we may have millions of eyes, millions of years to hearing the glories of Krishna. So Gopi is thinking we can have millions of eyes to see Krishna. But only 2 eyes, and there is also small hairs in top of these eyes. Just they are disturbing us to see you constantly. So this is the gopis as the Prabhupada mentioned, sorry, this purport here. The Prabhupada disciples, they are writing even that gopis are the topmost devotees. Gopis headed by Srimati Radharani have the greatest love for Krishna, and even a single moment's separation from him seems like millions of years to them. They're feeling so much separation. And they are seeing Krishna returning to village, to Nandagram. They are so happy, and it is so in this way. Here is description of first what is the situation they are returning to, how coward boys, those who are in Sakyaras friendship, they are also enjoying Krishna. Then daytime Krishna was enjoying with his cowher boyfriends, those were Sakyaras, and in cows, and in every after evening, in night. Now because Krishna is becoming a little older, he is not, so also in night, then he plays, fulfills the desires of the gopis. This terkadam in Nandagram we see, the terkadam in daytime, Krishna come there and in the morning he also play flute on the terkadam. But this flute playing is different. When he play flutes for the gopis, with this flute he is working, doing all works, whatever Krishna wants he can do with his flute. Here by playing same flute, he culling the cows. Because Krishna has also, Dinamani Prabhu explained very nicely, Krishna has also japmala in his hand. But in that japmala, Krishna was chanting names of cows. He divided all his cows in 108. The first four groups, the four types of different color, like head, red, white, blackish, and or blue, or like this. Then they made them into four groups, then make them 25 years, then 100, then 8 special cows, like the, those faces like Mudanga, and those are chanting, there's some spot in their head, like this, someone's hormones like different, like this, there are 8 different. In this way there is 108 group. And these 108 groups, so Krishna has also Japmala having 108 group, Mala, but he's chanting names of cows. We are chanting Krishna's name, but Krishna is chanting the name of cows, different cows. It's called Chandini, then all cows, that group there are. And Shyamali, like this, he chants different cows' name. Then all the cows come together. They make all cows together. Dawali, like this. So all cows, making all cows in Terikadam together. Then Krishna start his journey from there. All the coward with his all coward, all the coward boyfriends, they also come. And the Krishna start his, start from there. From Terikadam they go, whatever they plan to go to their destination. And then they just like they distant one, bandit one. So in this way Krishna, daytime he enjoys pastimes with his cows and coward boys. But in night, same, Krishna comes to the Kadamba tree, then he plays his flute and calling his the name of gopis. In this way, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Krishna has nothing to do with and he is he gave everything to everyone, distributed all his departments, though he is the top, he is the supreme personality Godhead, but he has no headache. He gave everything to others, to creation, to Brahma, to maintenance, to Vishnu. Tava Ichcha Mate Brahma Karene Sijana, Tava Ichcha Mate Vishnu Karene Marana, Tava Ichcha Mate Shiva Karene Sandhana. Destruction of everything for Shiva. And water department to whom? Indra, the fire department, the fire god, there is the air god, there are different demigods and department heads. Then Krishna has nothing to do, he has simply, he did not give one department to anyone. Which department? He distributed all departments to different personalities, but one department came with him. He came with the Gosala department. This department with Krishna. Krishna personally having cows and taking care of the cows. The material world is just opposite. If you see anyone thinking, oh, you are having cows, someone get the seva in Gosala, then you think, oh, this is very too much. We'll just collecting the cow dungs and cleaning the Gosala, all these things, this is very not good. But Krishna is from his childhood, when he was babies. He was just Krishna and Balaram there playing with the crops. He was just smearing their bodies with the cow dung and cow urine, and playing everywhere. So that is Krishna. The whole, the keeping, their department Krishna keeps with them. Do not give to anyone. So those are very fortunate those, because simply associating with the cow, one can come into the mood of goodness. Cow is always in mood of goodness. Cow is always in mood of goodness. That's why it's urine, even stool, everything is pure. Everything is pure. It's always in mood of goodness. Simply by associating cows and serving cows, one can become very dear to Krishna. One can come to automatically come to the mood of goodness and can perform devotional service. And they can go to even to the above moods. Gunatrita. So that's why cows even in the altar, Krishna Balaram standing and there is cows sitting both sides. Cows is sitting. So In daytime, Krishna was with his cows and on the cowherd boys, and in night, he with gopis. And he has nothing to do with all this, any headache. He gave all the service to others, and he is all in. That's why he is the supreme engineer. Supreme Personality of Godhead is the topmost Personality of Godhead, but he is the topmost enjoyer also. He is Ishwara. Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraham Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. That's why Prabhupada gave us this this process of worshipping Krishna. If there is one name of God, then that name is Krishna. Prabhupada told him, perfect question, perfect answer. He told that if there is one name of God, then that is Krishna. There is no other name. Krishna. So Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and our movement is also International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Someone may give proposal to make it God consciousness, but Prabhupada told no. Krishna consciousness, why this is we have to know the people that who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, this chapter is concluded with these pastimes, that how Krishna is returning from forest, from Bhandirban to Nandagam, and how he is returning to home, how you are surrounded by the cowherd boys and cows, and when you come nearby the village, the gopis, they are just waiting to welcome Krishna. They are becoming very happy. Who? Gopis become very happy. As I described, that Gopinam Paramananda. Gopinam Paramananda. So Krishna is the greatest happiness. By seeing Krishna, gopis are just getting supreme happiness, the greatest happiness, Govinda Darsani. By seeing Govinda, Krishna, they become very happy. And when Krishna in forest, the khenam yuga satam ivo, it was looks just the feeling separation from Krishna, since for them even a moment without his association seemed like 100 ages. So this is the perfection of life. So Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Yes. Can you speak like this?
Maharaj, thank you very much. Beautiful explanation of how gopis were always Krishna conscious. And like the way it said in the translation and couple of his words, that the moment of separation would have seemed like 100 yugas per day. And basically the success of being Krishna consciousness, of Krishna consciousness, is actually always remembering Krishna, never forgetting Krishna. But if this particular application in the material world is very, very difficult, wherein we can always be immersed in thoughts of Krishna, can think of Him, even when we are not chanting Hare Krishna. And the difficulty is while chanting, our mind takes us away from Krishna. How do we synchronize everything in a way that while chanting and even while not chanting, we can think of Krishna?
So you must know what is the position of the gopis. Gopis are not in our platform. They are not in our platform. Gopis are the topmost devotee of Krishna. They already achieved perfection. But they are not sadhaka. We are sadhakas. So that's why we cannot immediately come to that stage. that the gopis, they are 24 hours meditating Krishna. Whether they are in association with Krishna or any place they are staying. They even in separation, when even Krishna, in Mathura or Dwarka, they are still remembering day and night Krishna. When Krishna was in Braja, they are making garlands to Krishna, and when Krishna was not there, they are also making garlands, and when Krishna not come, they cry. So their platform is different. We cannot attend that platform immediately. We are sadhakas, so do we have to do sadhana bhakti following the instruction of spiritual master, shastra and sadhu. And gradually, this is the platform of Uttam Vaishnava. Sthapara jangama dekhe, na dekhe tara murti, sarvatra haye tara ishtadeva spuddhi. Wherever they see Krishna. They don't see anything. When they see tamal tree, Radharani sees Krishna. Embrace the tamal tree. So we are not in that platform. But gradually, we cannot jump. So gradually we know ourselves. What is the latest, what is the greatest enemy? Krishna told, Yahi Satya Mahabaho, Kama Rupa Sudaskaram. Third chapter, end of the concluding fourth chapter, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna told, Arjuna, recognize your enemy. This is your enemy. Kama. So we can know fast. First sadhaka should know how much lusty desires are with me. So gopis and Krishna, they are not lost, looks like lust, they are lusty desires, but they are not like that. Is that the opposite? So you can see when you give up this lusty desires, all these things. Kama rupa adi dure priyagimu hrudayas purime tumi. Bhakti Vinoda Thakur is telling. When that day come, O Gopinath, I can just kick out this kama, then there will be no lust. Kama rupa adi, this is the greatest enemy. When you give up this, then Krishna, we can see Krishna in our heart. Kama rupa adi dure priyagimu hrudayas purime tumi. Then we can be Krishna in heart. We can get Krishna. First we will become anarthana murti. When you are stealing anartha, then how can you think about previous belly? That's why Prabhupada gave us the sadhana murti. So it's not possible immediately, but gradually, especially when we give up lust, then Krishna is always eager to help us, but we must be qualified to take his help. Sorry. Okay. Any question? Yes. My company. What is your name? What is your question? Yes. Krishna was chanting the name of cows. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting the name of gopis. So this is different. So there are several persons that children, Krishna was chanting the name of cows, they are getting so much pleasure. And the cows also are running when Krishna is coming. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also chanting gopis name. But general people, they cannot understand this. What is happening? We cannot imitate this. We have to follow what the Supreme Personality of Godhead instructed for us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told which simply chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chant and be happy. So we cannot imitate Supreme Personality of Godhead, but we can follow His instructions. Okay. Your question? Okay. Prabhupada 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 Prabhupada